Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So, Robert Francis Prevost has only been Pope Leo XIV for about 3 weeks now, and already someone has managed to publish a biography of him. Michael Kelly, former editor of the Irish Catholic, now working for Aid to the Church in Need. Welcome.
Thanks, Brendan.
So, Michael, you won't mind me saying this, but this is a little book. It's called In Christ We Are One. You've essentially turned it around in the 3 weeks. Kind of like an idiot's guide to the new Pope, basically.
Absolutely. I mean, at the time of his election, I was in Rome, actually, with a group of 50 Irish pilgrims, and everybody was saying, oh, we haven't heard of him before. You know, we thought it might be Tagley, or we thought it might be Parolin, or all these names that were rehearsed in the media. And I really felt then that it's time to get a short introduction to who is this guy, what does his background say about what sort of pope he's going to be, what does the first couple of weeks of the papacy say about that. So that was the reason, really, to try to turn it around.
By the way, speaking of the other runners and riders and everything, one thing I think I kind of missed at the time that you have in the book, he won the conclave fairly conclusively, did he?
There's no question. I mean, and quite early as well, just at the fourth round, and well over 100 votes. So there was something there that the Cardinals saw in him. And I had said that if the Cardinals chose an American Pope, I thought that Prevost would be a good option. But of course, then I dismissed that completely, because the conventional wisdom has always been America has too much power in the world, so we're never going to have an American Pope. But it seems that, you know, the Cardinals weren't really overly concerned about his nationality. And one of the things I point out in the book as well, he is the most un-American American. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't lived in the United States for many years. He spent a lot of time living in Europe. He spent a lot of time living in Latin America. He has Peruvian citizenship. I mean, even sometimes when you hear him speaking English, you can hear that Spanish inflection in the English. He's so long away from English as a native speaker.
He's a mathematician. He actually taught maths and physics in American high school. So it's an interesting thing. Like, so he has a sciencey kind of rationalist brain. How might that influence him as a pope?
I think it influences him towards order. I think he likes order. He has a kind of brain where he likes everything to be in its place. And I think that's what he's going to bring to the church as well. Pope Francis himself liked to say, I want to bring chaos to the church. You know, yeah. He said to people, make a mess. Francis was a classic, a kind of disruptor, if you like. I think what you will see under Pope Leo is now more order. I think you'll see everything in its place. I mean, it was interesting on the night of his election, he appeared on the balcony dressed more traditionally than Pope Francis had. Francis, of course, had set aside, you know, the red mozzetta, the ornate stole. Pope Leo put those on back immediately again. And I think that was a way of signalling reassurance to people who felt uncertain under Pope Francis. So
okay,
I think that's what we'll see.
So on one hand, he does seem to respect the path of Pope Francis and everything.
Yes.
But you seem to say that he's kind of more of a less radical, more of a unity candidate, kind of centrist dad pope.
Yeah. Very centrist dad, I think, is a great way to put it. I mean, I don't want to be pushing this too far, but I think in a way he probably combines the strengths of the last three papacies. You know, you've got the vigour of John Paul II. I mean, the number of people who have said to me when he came out on the balcony, the energy, the hand gestures, he looked like a young Karol Wojtyła. I think you've got the intellect of Benedict XVI, and I think you've got the simplicity and the humility of Pope Francis. So I think if he can roll those together, I think he'll do a lot to unite various factions within the church, because under Pope Francis, this process of synodality, this discussing everything, putting everything out there on the table, that made a lot of people uncomfortable.
Including the laity as well, including non-clerical.
Yeah, very much so. And that was something, particularly in this country, that people jumped at with great enthusiasm. Yeah. But I think one of the criticisms people would have about it is Pope Francis said, look, talk about everything. Everything's on the table. Nothing is off the agenda. We can discuss everything. So people in good faith, they came forward and said, well, look, I think there should be women priests. And Pope Francis said, no, we can't discuss that. So I don't think you'll have that with Pope Leo. I think you'll have a bit more order in the discussion, a bit more clarity about what's on the table and what's not on the table.
Yeah, and you do say in the book, he has indicated, and I'll quote you, the church will not shy away from articulating teachings that contemporary culture finds unpalatable, that he'll be comfortable putting the church at odds with the popular secular consensus. Because a lot of people these days do seem to feel the church needs to kind of, you know, go with the modern world and everything. So in practical terms, does that mean that he is doubling down on the true believers rather than trying to impress the rest of us?
I think he'll try to do both. I think he'll try to speak to everyone. I mean, yesterday when he was talking at ordinations in Rome, he reminded the new priests, the young clerics, he said, look, our job as priests, our job as bishops is to restore the church's credibility. And the church can only be credible if we live simple lives, if we live humble lives, if we live lives among our people. I mean, he knows Ireland quite well. He visited Ireland on a number of occasions. I mean, he knows that the myriad of reasons why many Irish people no longer associate themselves with the church or don't find in the church what their parents or their grandparents found in the church. He's live to all of those sort of things. So it's not like he's going to try to turn the church into a sect. Pope Benedict had this idea of the church as fewer but truer. So, yeah, you know, there'd be fewer and fewer people, but the people you would have would be kind of, you know, they would be true believers. I don't think Pope Leo is going in that direction. He wants the church to embrace the whole world. But at the same time,
yeah,
I think he'll be saying, look, these are non-negotiables.
Yeah, like
for
he's
the
less liberal than Francis seems to be on LGBTQ relationships, is he?
Certainly from previous indications, that's what he said when he was a cardinal, when he was a bishop. We haven't heard him as Pope on the issue yet. I mean, it's unlikely that his views have changed dramatically, but he's warned in the past about what he's described as a kind of homosexual agenda. So that would be more conservative on the issue than Pope Francis was.
And then a great devotion to Mary, which will go down well in Ireland, like we're a very Marian kind of country. But how might that influence his views on women and their role in the church?
I think there won't be any movement on the issue of women priests, but he's come from a church in Peru in Latin America where women are heavily involved in running the local parishes. So I think you'll see a lot more of that. I think he'd been
Who's running the local parishes all over Ireland?
Absolutely.
Like, women, right?
And in a very informal way. So I think what you'll want to see is some kind of direction where that kind of recognition is there. Because, I mean, if the women
can do the housework, like, and the men get to put on the gear and get up on the altar.
Well, I think you'll find increasingly funerals, baptisms. I think increasingly you'll find women involved in those ministries, because in Ireland we really are running out of priests.
So women, you think women doing sacraments more, I know they give out communion as it is.
Yeah.
More of that.
I think around funerals, I think around baptisms, that I think we're going to see a lot more of that, because the volunteer, the backbone of the church in this country is women. I mean, if women walked away from the parishes tomorrow, they'd all close down. And that reality is there. And the issue of women, you know, is very, very, very pressing.
So ironically then, the new Pope, a curate's egg, basically.
Curate's egg.
Okay, Pope Leo XIV in Christ We Are One. It's available from michaelptkelly.com. Michael Kelly, thank you very much.